Hey friends, you know that data is one of the most precious things that an organization can own, but it's also one of the most important things to manage. And now you can bring your own keys to Apache Kafka on Azure HD Insight to encrypt your data at rest for greater control and security. Dhruv Goel is here to show us how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. In fact, it is our 500th episode. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Dhruv, and we're going to talk about Apache Kafka. What do you have for me today?
Hey Scott, thanks for having me here, first of all. I want to talk about some new security features we have on Apache Kafka and Azure HD Insight. And just wanted to introduce what Azure HD Insight is first. It's a managed cluster platform for a lot of open source technologies that are out there in the Apache framework. Mm-hmm. Stuff like Hive, Kafka, Spark, HBase, and Storm, all of those you can create clusters for on Azure HD Insight. Within Azure HD Insight, Kafka is a technology that people prefer for ingestion, for streaming, and all those different kinds of scenarios.
Now, I could go and, I assume, fire up a bunch of virtual machines myself on the metal and install all of this, but I assume that would take a very long time,
exactly.
And then I would have to maintain it and keep it alive.
Exactly. So customers who have migrated onto the cloud and onto HD Insight often remark that it used to take them months to get those things set up, working correctly in their enterprise environment. But with HD Insight, you can get that cluster up and running in 10 minutes. And you can get those services running within 10 minutes. And that just blows them away.
Seriously, months. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it does. So within that, I wanted to chat about specifically some of the security features which we have in HD Insight, mm-hmm. which customers really care about. One thing you get with every HD Insight cluster is security outside of your cluster in terms of a VNet. You can put your cluster inside of a VNet. You can control exactly what kind of traffic flows in and out of it by setting up network security groups.
Okay, so a VNet is a virtual network. This is that software-based networking that we've heard of. It's as if you set up private subnets and plugged physical wires into a network and put your Kafka instance in there, except
yep.
you're doing it all with software.
Exactly. And it gives you very fine-grained control over all the traffic that's flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you as your cluster comes up. So it's very easy to set up. All you have to decide is, do I want this kind of traffic to flow in or not?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this can be done easily via Azure Portal or ARM CLIs.
It sounds like there's a lot of really fine-grained control around security, around topography of this. Do people who put together Kafka instances and large systems like this maybe not do that very often? They're not really thinking about that as much as they should?
In a more complex environment, if they try to do that, it mm-hmm. takes them a long time to do it,
it's
right?
It's very difficult.
And you need very specialist roles to be able to manage security. In an enterprise, mm-hmm. you might have someone who's a security expert, but not a data expert.
And that
kind of communication might not happen between the organizations. So it's very hard for those people who are managing the cluster to understand how the security is set up. Now, in a big organization, with the security tools that are available to you with HD Insight, you can have that easily separated, or it's very simple for people to set it up, so you don't need everyone to be a security expert to set it up.
I see. So I'm understanding that, like, when you start putting that much data, when ingesting that much data into one place, you don't want to accidentally have someone bump into data that they
exactly.
shouldn't have access to.
Exactly. And that's why we have different layers of security within HD Insight.
Mm-hmm.
One's at the perimeter we talked about with the VNet. The authentication and the authorization happens with Azure Active Directory integration and with Apache Ranger. And the stuff that we're going to talk about in this episode is about encrypting the data at rest with your own keys. So we call this BYOK, bring your own keys. And that's something that's very critical for a lot of our customers today, because in a post-GDPR world, they want that control that they have control of the keys that are used to encrypt the data.
Interesting. Why is that so important? I think about this multiple layers of this onion as we're trying to secure things, but you're also making this a very software as a service kind of an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't I just let you handle it?
Well, we have customers all over the world,
mm.
right? And for a lot of customers, whatever the local laws might be, local requirements might be, they want that control for their data. They want to be, you know, customers have the right to be paranoid about their data.
Mm-hmm.
Data is the most precious thing for many organizations, almost every organization out there. So having that control over data becomes very critical. And Microsoft is one of the most trusted public clouds out there. So many customers do trust us with their data. And any data in Microsoft Azure is encrypted with Microsoft keys. Now they want the next level of control, which is, hey, I want to bring my own keys.
Interesting. Now, does this allow them to also isolate their topics? Can they have different keys at different topic levels?
So the key encryption happens at a managed disk level. So it's completely transparent.
Oh, wow.
So that is not across topics. Mm-hmm. For topic level security, we'll talk about something else, which is Apache Ranger, which allows you to control which roles can have access or which users or groups can have access to certain topics.
So we're going to have multiple videos. In this one, we'll talk about bring your own key and how you do that. And in the next one, make sure that you watch for that. We'll talk about even fine-grained control.
Perfect.
Very cool.
All right, so like I mentioned before, we have, by default, any data that's coming into a Kafka cluster goes into managed disks. Mm-hmm. Azure managed disks, by default, are encrypted via Azure SSE, Secure Service Encryption, which is Microsoft managed keys. Now, with BYOK, what you can do is you can bring a user-assigned identity, a managed identity. Mm-hmm. Say that your cluster, your HDInsight cluster, has that identity, and it can access the key vault in which your key exists. Mm. So you use Azure Key Vault. You can bring your on-prem keys using an HSM or something like that, which brings the keys into the Azure Key Vault, or you can create your own keys within that and grant access to the cluster, the HDInsight Kafka cluster, to those keys. And those keys would be used to encrypt the data that's sitting in the managed disks.
Okay, so you said HSM. I assume that's a hardware security module.
Yep.
And then Azure Key Vault would be HSM as a service.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
So that's enough for the demo, for the slideware.
Yeah, let's see
go
some
into
demos.
Demo. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's super transparent for customers to set it up. Just going to quickly show. It's a one-click setup.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that in my Azure resource group right now. I already have a key vault and a managed identity configured. And those are pretty easy to configure as well. So I'm going to create a new cluster here.
Okay.
Search for HDInsight.
Okay, so you're here in the portal and you're looking at kind of like the store of all the different things, and there's lots of HDInsight things to pick from.
Yeah, those were some of the monitoring dashboards that you saw below the first option.
Mm-hmm.
This is the main HDInsight cluster option.
All right.
You click on create, you give it a name, let's say BYOK Kafka for Azure Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to choose a subscription here. So this is where I choose the cluster type.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, for Kafka, you would just choose Kafka. We'll go with the defaults, which is Kafka 1.1 right now.
All right.
And I'm going to choose the cluster admin name and password.
And I suppose when you show this to people, they have trouble getting their heads around how easy it is to spin these things up. Because like you said, this isn't something that is brought up lightly. It's difficult to put these things together. And this has been completely automated as a service.
Exactly. Like, it's not just the setup of the infrastructure aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all these services running, getting them configured.
Mm-hmm.
And once you configure them, you have to fine-tune them so that they're running at the best performance. And then getting the security configured for that. It takes a long time to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go through a few steps in the portal, and that's going to spin up the cluster.
Wow. And this is, I like to think of it as concentrated best practices. Like, maybe I could figure out how to get something like this set up myself, but is it using best practices for performance, for security?
Exactly. I mean, we have so many customers, and we get the experience of helping those customers achieve more that we know the best practices very well by now.
Excellent.
So the step comes here. Basically, within security and networking blade of it,
mm-hmm.
I say, I'm going to use Kafka Disk Encryption. Now, what it asks me is the key URL. So the key that resides in the Azure Key Vault, I just need to provide the key URL of that. So I go into my Key Vault,
mm-hmm.
and I look through the keys. I already have a key configured.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
and while it says URL, this isn't a public URL, this isn't an addressable URL, we're not putting a private key out in Dropbox somewhere.
No.
It's literally sitting inside of this hardware security module.
Or, in fact, with Azure Key Vault right now.
Right.
So with an Azure Key Vault, you get the key identifier,
okay.
right? and you paste this here, and that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. And then the cluster, like who can access this key? Not mm-hmm. everyone can, right? Like you said. So what is the other thing that is configured within the Key Vault is who has access to these keys. Mm-hmm. And you can see that there is there's a managed identity that has been created for this, which is mm-hmm. called, which is this one right here, DHCOL Azure Friday Managed Identity.
Oh,
and
okay.
that's the one that has certain permissions to this Key Vault.
So that's an application identity rather than a person identity.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to select when I create my cluster, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say that I want this managed identity to be able to access the Key Vault. So that's going to be associated with my cluster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can create a new storage account to associate with that, and I just give it a name here.
Okay.
And you just go through the default settings. We're not going to add any applications. We'll select the default cluster size for this.
Mm-hmm.
And
any optional scripting actions, any post-creation type things that you want
yes.
to do?
And that's not critical for this BYOK. What I wanted to showcase was the only change for the BYOK was mm-hmm. that you needed to provide the key URL mm-hmm. and you needed to provide the managed identity that you wanted to associate with the cluster. That's it, super transparent. You click on create. This will take about 10 minutes to create. I just wanted to show you what a BYOK cluster looks like after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one here.
What if someone has an existing cluster, they're watching this and they want to go and encrypt, but it already exists?
Yeah, so today if your cluster is not already BYOK, you cannot convert it to a BYOK because this is handled by an algorithm that does it very transparently during the cluster setup part of it.
During setup.
So the disks are already encrypted, but with Microsoft Managed Keys, so you don't want to, you can't interfere with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to start a new cluster.
Okay.
So any new cluster that you start with, you can set this up, and you can see that once the cluster gets created, it has a encryption, the key URL, which you can rotate, you can delete down the line if you want to, change the keys or something and you want to add a new key instead,
mm-hmm.
you can do that with the Rotate APIs.
So you have a great deal of flexibility. Like if someone potentially quit the company or some organizational
exactly.
changes, you now have control about rotating your keys
exactly.
and moving their life cycle.
Exactly. So you have that control. You don't have to change any of your producer or consumer client applications that interact with Kafka.
Really?
So they work all as before. So they keep on sending data to Kafka and reading data from Kafka.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the managed disks aspect of it, which the OS handles in the background and uses this key.
Fantastic. And I don't have to change anything, and all my clients just remain ignorant of this security change.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
And is this available today?
It's in public preview today.
All right, fantastic. I am learning all about how to bring my own key and enhance security in Apache Kafka with HD Insight today on Azure Friday.